I should not be so alone.
Every minute. 23 minutes before the hour. It's not just radio, it's Rod and Radio. I'm the Rod part, she's the Ray part. And you know what, Ray?
What?
My hormones are wreaking havoc. I need something to blame it on. Do you have a special guest that maybe could help me out?
Oh, ask and you shall receive. Dr. Nami Patel. She operates a practice called Green Dentistry and is the author of Age with Style. One does one's best. A graduate of the University of California School of Dentistry, she's the leader in the movement to bring environmental sanity and well-being into the dental world. Dr. Patel focuses on helping patients recognize the vital connection between dental health and whole body health. Good morning and welcome, Dr. Patel.
Good morning. Good morning, Ron and Ray. How are you guys today?
We're wonderful. Thank you. I hope you're well, too.
And we know it's 2:30 somewhere.
Uh-oh. He had to go there. When will the healthcare industry, because really they're the ones who seem to be in charge of our healthcare, when are they going to recognize the importance of dental health is just as important as our physical health?
Mm. You know, that is my goal with the book, with Age with Style. Dentistry for a long time has been a stepchild of medicine. They've always looked at dentistry as an entire separate aspect. Hence, we have dental insurance and we have medical insurance.
Yes.
My goal with this book is to really, really integrate those two, because whole body health starts with the mouth, because everything we eat is basically our health, because nutrition is what our body needs as food, as energy source, in order to be healthy, happy, and live long. So my intention with this book is to really make sure that medicine really recognizes dentistry, and also to create awareness with our readers and our listeners here to really look about their dental health, which they may have not thought about for a long time, because it really is the beginning of your gut, is the other end.
Sure.
And it's super complex, and one that everyone needs to pay attention to.
It really does. It really is the mainstay of our health, and the food we intake is kind of like fuel you would put into any kind of machine, certainly. So why, for years I've been complaining about this, that why dentistry isn't recognized as part of your healthcare plan. But something that you've brought up that I had no idea about, we know about women and changing hormones, but now we're learning more about men and their changing hormone levels, as in testosterone, and apparently that has something to do with dental health as well. That's a whole new concept to me.
Absolutely. So anytime there are changes, and one of the common things for women is called estrogen dominance, estrogen cycle changes as we age. And same for men. Men, testosterone drops, and they actually have more estrogen. And then for women, it's the opposite, where we lose more estrogen. And both of these factors, you can see it in the mouth, which is really interesting. It has a huge effect, because hormones are basically our signals for, like, emergency response system. It tells our body to do things that they should not be doing. And it also stops things that the body should be doing. So, for example, if somebody had, basically an estrogen change, or estrogen dominance is what we call it,
okay,
what we would find in their mouth is a lot of puffy, bleedy gum. And no matter if you're regular about flossing, you're regular about going to the dentist, it still doesn't go away. And there's bone loss. All of those things are things that patients really need to pay attention to, because eventually down the line, it leads to heart disease, to fixed immunity, diabetes, and all of those factors that we all want to avoid.
But you've also added another new angle to this situation, and that is the fact that it doesn't only affect our physical health, but our mental health too.
Absolutely. The smile is so important, and smile has so, I always call it the love language. It always has so many different love languages. It's a way we communicate with people. it's a gift that when we smile with someone, it automatically makes them feel comfortable. When we have a beautiful, bright smile, we feel good about ourselves. I used to volunteer as a young adult in the hospital, and even people on their deathbed, one of the things that they always wanted was a nice smile. So when their family came to visit, they can show their affection and they can show their gratitude and they can just hug and kiss them and really share their love. And it is the most important gift that we can give anybody. And it's one that we also need to value because from a health perspective, from a psychological perspective, from a longevity perspective.
Boy, you just said a mouthful there, no pun intended, but it's so true. And I was just thinking when you had mentioned the smile, that is something that even though we might have a language breakdown if we go, you know, throughout the world, the smile is the automatic response to you're welcome or it's a friendly type situation.
Yeah, you can go to countries where no means yes and yes means no, but there's no country where a frown is better than a smile.
Right. That's
universal love language.
Yes, right. I've heard of pregnant women at times over the years having bad dental health as a result of the pregnancy. I never even thought that it would be accredited to a hormonal imbalance.
Yeah, so pregnant women have this hormone called progesterone, and that's what tells them that they're pregnant, actually. And it's an absolutely necessary hormone because we want pregnancy to be healthy and happy. What it does is creates havoc in the body because the progesterone makes the bacteria overgrow. And so normally bacteria is dividing about every 20 minutes in the mouth. With the hormone progesterone, it acts as a growth factor or food for the bacteria. So it makes them grow about every 2 minutes. Yes, can you imagine that? Women tend to get cavities and gum disease where they've never had that before. And they're more prone even after.
We're with Dr. Nami Patel. She is a dentist. The website is sfgreendentist.com. No www. We'll continue with the doctor and a whole lot more right after this timeout on
Daybreak USA.
At 12 minutes before your hour, placing your next hour here. We're Rod and Ray on the radio with Dr. Nami Patel, a dentist in San Francisco, and she is a Cal Bear. I don't know the dental hygiene of most bears, even the Golden Bears of California.
Well, that's a good question. Dr. Patel, welcome back. Can you explain green dentistry?
Absolutely. Green dentistry is something that I created about 14 years ago. The whole idea behind green dentistry is to conserve our resources and really revamp the way dentistry is being done. So it's not a traditional drill and fill. It's not traditional, you know, toxic chemicals, also a lot of waste. So first and foremost, the most important aspect is the way we work with our patients. The days of guilt and shame are gone. Education and empowerment so that we can all feel really empowered to take care of our dental health and make it a comfortable and enjoyable experience where we can feel safe and comfortable.
I'm going to come to see you.
I would love
I'm
that.
Coming to see you. For I have been in so many dentist chairs over the years, and I was very lucky. I had parents who had us to the dentist every 6 months. My dad had great health insurance back then, but I also have been in front of or at the mercy of dentists who are so entirely indignant that I just couldn't wait to get out of the chair and maybe go in search of another dentist. So that is very encouraging to me to hear that it's more the shame of it is gone and people dentists actually are working to make people feel more comfortable.
Unfortunately, I think a lot of parents use going to the dentist as a threat.
I loved
to
our
their
dentist.
Children. Yeah, but it's a threat to the children. If you eat too much sugar, I'm going to take you to the dentist.
Well, those the sound days are of gone, drills right? is never inviting.
No, there's something about the smell of burning teeth that has never really caught on amongst Americans. We are inundated by dental products, tooth whitening, mouthwashes, flossing, all this kind of stuff that I don't care who you are. Even dentists have to be confused by the way that we're bombarded with products for our oral health. Where should we be?
Well, there are so many different products out there, and to be honest, it's a great thing because we can try different things out. I have my personal favorites, mainly because I like everything that's non-toxic. So my floss that I love is called Coco Floss. So the floss actually has coconut oil actually put in it, so that way when you floss, it actually gets deep down into the gums. Coconut oil is actually a natural occurring oil that actually fights toxins and bacteria. So it gets rid of the bad bacteria and lets the good bacteria survive.
Awesome.
So it's cocoa floss. So coconut floss. That's really wonderful. From a toothpaste perspective. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. Please continue because I'm very interested in products we can have in the house just for our general dental hygiene that we can have that are green products.
Yes, and then for toothpaste, my favorite one is doTERRA. doTERRA, again, is all natural company. Then they make a toothpaste. It's a whitening toothpaste. It's made with natural oils and ingredients, and it works wonderfully. I've been using it over 10 years, and it's a really gentle product. And I do want to tell the listeners here, the most important thing is actually using an electric toothbrush because it's actually the mechanical action of brushing that actually removes bacteria. So it's the flossing and the brushing. The toothpaste makes it feel fresh, which is wonderful. And also make sure that you brush your tongue.
Yes. Big part of that. And brush the whole inside of your mouth, correct?
Yes, you can. Most important is the tongue because our body detoxes through the tongue. It's a highly vascular and has a lot of blood supply. So any toxins that we have in our body, just like the liver removes it, the tongue actually helps us take it out.
That's a new thing I learned today. I knew to brush my tongue really well, but I thought it was to get all the yuck off of it.
You also knew that it was Uvula Awareness Month.
That has nothing to do with this. Stop it.
It'll behoove you.
Now, seriously. I love the green dentistry products we can buy. I really, this is a whole new world you've just opened up to me, and I really appreciate that. What are some of the first symptoms of maybe some oral health problems that might prompt one to seek further medical care?
The first one is bleedy gums. When you're brushing, there's blood around in your toothbrush, or when you spit out, there is blood on there. That is a clear indication of an infection because any bleeding or swelling, they're all indications of an infection. And so that is the sign to get to the dentist right away. Of course, if there's any pain, you want to get to a dentist as well. Or sensitivity when you drink water or have ice cream. Those are times to really get to the dentist because those are some serious things that are happening or beginnings of serious things.
Oh, Dr. Nami Patel has been with us this morning. She is, go ahead and give your website or anything else you can think of that where we can go to learn more about green dentistry and the importance between the hormones and dental health.
Oh, thank you. The website is www.sf, as in San Francisco, greendentist.com. And my book is called Age with Style, A Guide to a Youthful Smile and Healthy Living. Please catch that on Amazon. They're ready for pre-order, and you'll get shipment in about a week.
Great.
That sounds great. Thank you so much for being with
us this
morning.
Dr. Patel, yes, very.